Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're still live on X. It's Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic with you on a Thursday Night Football coming your way between the Seahawks and Cardinals. We'll get Andy Molitor's thoughts on that, among other games, week four in the National Football League. Director of content for Bet Spurts, one half of the Deep Dive podcast, which is a daily podcast now. Andy, how you feeling, man?
Feeling good. It's Thursday. We got football. We've got the Ryder Cup. What a weekend. What a weekend. It's really fall now. Like, now it's fall. Now it's autumn, guys.
I saw you off camera there. Well, you're on camera, but you were in the green room kind of vibing to that Hawaiian jazz thing that brought us back from break. I liked it too. You're a big Hawaiian shirt guy, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And yeah, it's now my daughter has stole one from me. It's like the homecoming week. I don't know if you guys have that, where every day's a theme. And she's like, oh, it's Hawaiian Day. And kids don't own Hawaiian shirts anymore, I guess. I got to steal mine. But yeah, big Hawaiian shirt guy. That's what happens when you put weight on at your age.
You don't see a lot of skinny Hawaiian shirt guys for the most part, right? We were just talking about Survivor. Are you doing Buffalo or no?
Not across the board. I will use Buffalo. Yeah. Like, Drew and I, Dinzik, we put a couple together. I have a bunch of my own and other stuff. I'm in multiple contests, but we have one we call our chalk path. And with the chalk path, we're sticking with the chalk just to try to get as far as you can with that one, and maybe change it up at the end if it's looking like, you know, there's going to be a bunch of chops. So in the chalk path, I think you do stick with Buffalo. That is the chalky pick. But there's some, you know, there's some decent cases to be made for the Lions if you don't like them down the road. The scary ones are obviously the road teams, the Packers, after they, did what they did last week. And then the Broncos is still – you're still betting on Bo Nix, and you're waiting to – I guess you're not dead on Sunday. You can wait as long as possible for that one. But kind of the same thing with the Texans too. Big favorite. Playing a bad team, but we've seen the Texans play, and that hasn't given me confidence in that team either.
So I'm in reverse Survivor, pick the loser, and it's a $25,000 pool. Pretty serious, right? I'm down to either Cleveland or Cincinnati. Joe brought up the Bengals. Obviously, Burrow comes back, you would think, at some point, and that becomes less attractive to go against. Pick a loser, Cleveland or Cincy.
Man, as much as I just dogged on the Texans, watching that offense against, you know, Green Bay basically do nothing until they get some lucky bounces there at the end with the special teams. And that kind of feels good to take the Browns. It's always the Browns, man. I think Detroit gets a little more going on the offense than Green Bay was. That was a terrible game for Green Bay offensively. I'm not sure what they came in there thinking they were going to do.
After three games, which teams have you moved the most in your ratings?
The Colts? Like, I think that's maybe just everybody's, isn't it? That was such a low start for them, just seeing like, hey, the Daniel Jones thing felt like a, hey, I'm a coach that needs to extend the life of my career. I think Daniel Jones screws it up less this year and doesn't make me look as foolish, and maybe I can buy another year. And now he's favorite for coach of the year. It's kind of wild what we're seeing there. And I guess we did see the highs in New York, and you get a grown up in the room calling plays. You get a good offensive line. You get some good weapons. You got a Jonathan Taylor. And I guess Daniel Jones is, you know, this is probably the ceiling for him, but the ceiling is definitely good enough to win that division and maybe even win a home playoff game. So the Colts have jumped up a ton since the beginning of the year.
It's noticeable on film, too. I know you do a lot of your work with power ratings and numbers, but just watching as much ball as we do, I watched a lot of Anthony Richardson last year and never understood it. And then you look at the stats, oh, he completed 47% of his passes last year.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to be that bad. And you watch him now, and Jones is just, he's throwing the ball, intermediate stuff, short stuff, guys are open. He's hitting them in the numbers, and they're moving the chains. He doesn't have to throw for 300 yards. He just has to hit open targets and protect the ball. So far, he's done that. Now, they got a tough spot this week, and the Rams, as you know, were in total control against Philly until they weren't. But I do believe in Indy. I think they're winning that division. Now, that's not a hot take at 3-0, but I double down on it after 2-0 and feel really good given how bad Houston's O-line has looked.
Yeah, and you kind of hit on it without hitting on it. You said the guys are open. And that seems like the biggest thing when you rewatch those games, and that's scheme. That's play calling. That's play sequencing. Like, they're making it easier on him because he's not maybe ever going to be this elite quarterback, but when they are able to scheme these guys open for him and say, take this easy stuff, move down the field. We don't have to have huge chunk plays and deep balls. You don't have to be some weird Russell Wilson-like character out here and just go move down the field and win games for us. We're playing the Titans this week, guys. We don't have to do a lot. And yeah, they're absolutely able to do that. It's wild how high I have them compared to the preseason number.
Which game, side or total, do you have the strongest opinion on?
Man, it's probably tonight. I did bet Seattle. I don't know if I've heard anyone super in love with Arizona, which sometimes scares me, but you know what? Whatever. We're all just going to win. Community win tonight. This is early in the week. Man, I took Seattle when they were plus one. Not that this is a huge move across zero. This isn't some, you know, from 2 to 4.5 or something, but it's nice. It's moving my way. It's nice. The injury news has kind of gone my way, I guess. So a lot of this was injury stuff. Will Johnson, the young cornerback, he's doubtful. You know, they've had other injuries in the defensive secondary for Arizona. We're probably getting Julian Love and Devon Witherspoon back, maybe Charbonnet. And just, again, this is kind of very similar. This is probably the team I've moved up the second most compared to the Colts because I wasn't super high on this team to start with. I had my doubts about just like, hey, you brought in Clint Kubiak. But you brought him in January. He was expecting Darnold. He was expecting Metcalf. Fant, the Lockett. That was a whole different offense he signed on, and they've done a really good job. Despite really not getting the run going, which they want to do, they're still, you know, just putting Darnold under center a lot more and having a lot of success with it because he can roll out and hit people on the run. And, you know, JSN is – jeez, I don't know. Look at the pace. He's got like 300 yards. I actually went and looked up his offensive player of the year number this morning just to like are they slacking on that a little? Can I go get a long number on a guy that's just going to get stupid volume? And if he doesn't get hurt, it's like 15 to 1800 yards maybe. So I did look at that this morning. I like him quite a bit. So yeah, I'm on Seattle tonight. Hopefully we start week four with a bang.
There's going to be somebody too that waits till the wire and decides, ooh, I'll lay Seattle. Oh, and -1.5, -2, and they'll lay it. And Seattle will win by one because life isn't fair. For somebody that hasn't gotten involved yet, where do you stand on the 1.5? Some people say games don't land one. Others say they're never laying 1.5. Where do you stand on the mythical 1.5?
If I was betting this game right now, I'd probably lay 2. I'd like sell it out. You know, a lot of books let you bet more. I'd just say push it even more. If I'm going to already take this and worry about the close win, give me all of it. Give me flat money, even money. I'm not even going to pay juice on this. Give me 2.5. You know, it's kind of the opposite.
Three and a half. Yeah, give me four and a half.
Give me Seattle 6.5, 3-1. It's buying points. Honestly, it is buying points, and buying points in itself is not a sin. It's the price, and the books know exactly what it's worth, and they charge. You know, they're charging $1.20 on a dollar. That's kind of what you're getting when you buy down. So, I mean, I can see laying the money line, but like, yeah, because it's just a derivative at that point, and that's probably a fair number. But I've never been an advocate of just laying more juice in this case. So, boy, I feel bad when this is going to land one and somebody is like pumped to bet the Seahawks now. It's not like we've ever had a weird situation. I bet that game, the tie game, the Seattle-Arizona tie game where they missed all the kicks. I mm-hmm. told Drew, I'm like, I can't even remember which team I had, but I bet somebody had a pick. And it ended up being the stupidest push of my lifetime. But these NFC West games, they can get weird. So shop around. Maybe there's a one out there.
This is Bet Sweats. Andy Molitor, our guest from the Deep Dive podcast. Check out Bet Spurts as well. All right, as a Vikings fan, Vikings observer, the team you pay closest attention to, do you want McCarthy back? I'm not saying like you don't want him back, but I mean like in a rush, is there much of a difference between McCarthy and Wentz?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So Drew and I do the Wednesday show. We go through every game. And this is obviously the second one up. And we got like 5 minutes deep on this. And we realized we hadn't even talked about the game yet or the matchup. This is what we talked about because it's so interesting because Wentz had a good enough game. Obviously, he was in an elite game state. The defense put him in such a good position right off the bat. But it turns into a weird spot if they get a couple wins because this is a game they can win. And then they have a very big advantage for the travel next week, being in London, staying there. If Wentz is 3-0, it puts him in a very precarious spot because I don't think anybody thinks that's a long-term winner. Like, this is what we should be doing. I don't know. If it's 3-0, people are talking to themselves, this is Darnold 2.0. We can't let another guy get out of town. We've got our quarterback again. You know how homers are. They get super excited for that. So I would prefer McCarthy plays some more to see what you have. You spent a high draft pick on a guy, and you got to give him a little more time. You know, he didn't get reps last year. He got a little bit in the preseason this year. Guy's got to play a few more games. So I feel like that's the direction they'll go, but who knows? When you're winning, you're winning.
Which stinky dog would you rather take, Andy? Carolina catching 5.5 at New England or the Giants catching 6 at home?
Oh, man, I liked how the Chargers are playing. The Giants are the variance game, though, right? I mean, Carolina looks good right now on paper until you go look at that box score last week, and it was kind of a fluky game. But I could be talked into the Giants a little just because – You have a high variance player in Jackson Dart that you've never seen play. Like, I'm just reminded of that game oh shit, I was there. The Vikings game against Josh Allen, where everyone's like, ah, this guy's kind of a bust, who knows, big arm. And then he goes and just starts running, and they beat the Vikings by, I think, 17, as 17-point dogs or something. You just never know what you're going to get. So if you want a stinky dog with a high variance, wide variety of outcomes, you could probably take the Giants there. They're at home.
Have you bet any awards? I think you were talking about Dart, too. We were talking about it when he was 30, 35. It was obvious he was going in soon. I think Everybody knew, even after he went for 450, you're like, oh, I guess Daboll's got to go one more week with him. But he goes from 35-1 last week to now like plus 650, somewhere in that range. Did you take him or have you done any other bets?
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. I did take some Dart in the 20s. And it was kind of exactly what you said, Joe. It was like he's going to play at some point. And I think that game with Russell, that really pushed his number up. That was like a really nice boon for anybody who wanted to bet that, because it's like Russell Wilson isn't playing this whole season, guys. Like that's just a little bump to the number for you. You should take some Dart. He's going to play eventually. 650 is probably a bad number. Like don't go betting that. And I think that's incorrect, because you just never know with a rookie. The guy might stink out loud. But, I'm pretty pumped that he's in this early. He's got his left tackle back, and it'd be nice. You don't have to win games to win Rookie of the Year. Just put up some numbers. Just go out there and make some flash, make some pizzazz, make SportsCenter. That's all you got to go do.
With the Chiefs and the Ravens, obviously the loser falls to 1-3, and the winner will have saved its season, narrative-wise. Are you doing anything on Sunday, or are you doing anything from a future position going into that game?
Somebody tried to talk me into the Ravens on this one. Both of those defenses are just giving me the heebie-jeebies at times with some of the stuff they're giving up, especially what we saw from Baltimore. Not real pumped about futures on either one. I don't know how you would attack that. I mean, did you have something in mind as far as, you know, like taking a longer number than you would have got preseason on to win the AFC, or, you know, division prices? I just hadn't even thought about how to attack that, because the Chiefs are maybe one of the teams I've moved down the most too. Just you can't play if you don't have any good wide receivers at all. Like Tyquan Thornton's your one. It's a tough hang.
I was just hooking Chiefs playoffs with other things, like Chiefs to make the playoffs, Thunder to win the title. That's about 5-1. And then Chiefs to make the playoffs, Padres to win the World Series is 25-1, things like that.
No, I like that. I could see something like that, especially if you can parlay a couple teams to make the playoffs or put something together like you that, geez, you got to wait till next June to cash that for the Thunder. I think that's coming home, but I can wait. Like mine to cash.
I ain't going anywhere. I'm going nowhere.
Andy, we got 10 seconds here. USA or Europe? Ryder Cup.
I bet Europe.
Yes.
Everybody's betting Europe. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, the people trust, right?
Right.
There's a lot of other people that are taking the U.S.
It's a big number.
Favorite in that one. Yes. No.
Pretty evenly matched, in my opinion. Big number, guys.
Andy Molitor, Deep Dive Podcast. Check out BetSports as well. Thank you, Andy. Best of luck this weekend, all right?
Yes, too.
All right, college football bets on the other side. Bet Sweats, you got the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.